Good morning. I hear somebody clanking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Natty?
This is Nancy. How are you, Natty?
No, this is Susan.
This is
Dottie. I thought this was Natty.
No, Dottie. You said, now you're beginning to think that I'm kind of like you.
Dottie, and then I said, you know, she's playing games. Okay, how are you doing?
But, Dottie, I found something for you yesterday.
I did,
about that question you asked me about the Q12 or something.
Yeah. Q10, yeah.
Q10, and I got a whole sheet on it, and if you would email me your address, I would mail it to you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. What is,
The first thing it has to do with the digestive system.
And
a whole, it came a whole page of that. I was shocked. I went right in there, and there it was, you know?
Yeah, because I took the red yeast rice, and they also had the CQ10 with it. And I didn't know how important it was to take that.
That's very important. Everything they give you is very, very important, but you can't take everything. Yeah, I was taking it for a while, and then I said, oh, my God, then you replace it with something else, you know.
I mean, I feel like we get enough, you know, for our digestion with the, because I think the enzymes, doesn't the body grab up with that? Yeah, so that's why I didn't get it with it, because it was like an extra $10 for it, and I'm like, you know what, I don't think really need it, but I wanted to investigate and find out what it was all about. Yeah, but it was for the question?
The digestive system,
I think it's also good for the heart, isn't it?
Well, let me look at the paper.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about the CoQ10?
Yeah.
Yes, I was told that it was good for lowering cholesterol, and that's why I took it. I've cut back. I'm only taking one, and I'm easing myself off of it because of the good results with my cholesterol.
Yeah, because I mean, the red yeast rice did really good with it. So that's why, and you know, the red yeast rice that I went to the health food store to get, that had it in there, and I never seen it in there. I just have seen red yeast rice before, you know.
Red yeast rice. Try and say that three times. In our Siaga. You guys know that, right?
Again, what? I'm sorry.
The red yeast rice is in the Siaga.
Oh, it is?
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, I don't recall seeing that in there. Well, maybe when I was taking two of them, maybe that wasn't good. I have to be tested again for my cholesterol because I'm only taking one. You know, I did that muscle testing that somebody mentioned.
No, it's the brown rice extract and red rice yeast extract. They're both in here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But, Dottie, it just says it's this digestive enzyme. It says, why do you need enzymes? If it's modern or standard American diet, SAD, it's lacking in all foods. Raw foods contain enzymes that help digestion. Since you're not eating enough raw foods, supplementation is a great way to get it. So since we're doing all this, that's probably like maybe you really don't need it, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like I don't. I did, but, you know. I might be having a guest on today. Adele, are you on? She was my house guest last weekend, and she's the one that I experimented with my lentil stew.
Lentil stew.
It was very good.
We have Adele.
Oh, great.
I'm good.
Well, I'm this is Way from California.
Hi, Way. How are you out there?
Hi.
I'm from Milton, New Hampshire.
I'm sorry?
I'm from Milton, New Hampshire, I said.
Adele is? Is that his son?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the first one I've heard from New Hampshire, I think.
Yeah.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
What else do we have on?
This is Joe in Wichita.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine.
Anyone else want to say good morning? Heard some other beeps.
Good morning. This is Darlene from California.
Hey, Darlene. How's it out there?
Well, it's going to be a real pretty day today, they say.
Good. We're back in summer here.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to say hello?
Hey, Nancy. It's Mary Lou. Good morning.
Hey, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Anyone else? Last call.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start the call with the purpose of the, this is Nancy from Cleveland, and the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell, and most are using cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China Study, where the book begins, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful or beneficial that you learn on these calls, that you pass the number and the time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. So, we kind of got started on a CoQ10 discussion. Anyone else need to say anything about that? Maddie, does it say in there anything about beneficial for the heart?
No, it comes in powder and caplets. And let's see, there are 20 different types of enzymes. It's just about the enzymes, that's about it.
Okay.
And why should you use enzymes?
Huh?
And if you're looking to achieve normal, healthy digestion, then you can benefit from taking enzymes with every meal.
Okay.
You're taking, excuse me?
Anything.
Okay. And if you do not consume enough raw foods, then you can benefit from enzyme supplementation with every meal. So basically, we're all talking about digestive system.
Right.
It doesn't say much about the heart.
Sally, did you try the Niken digestion?
I have it, yeah, but I have never had a problem with digestion.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. I thought that's what you were saying.
No, that was Dottie. Dottie used to be the one that's asking the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that Dottie had asked about the CoQ for digestion problems.
Oh, no, it wasn't for digestion problems. It was just basically, it was in that red yeast rice that I take, and it was, you know, you had one with and one without, and I couldn't see why I needed to take the CQ10. I never heard of it.
Okay. Right.
That's the reason why I asked the question. But
okay.
Thank you for the results.
Okay.
You know, a lot of companies tell us to take, like, folic acid from time to time. I take that, you know. They advertise it so much that you just, I don't know. You know, sometimes it gets in your head.
You know the osteogens that we just came out with? That's
right.
Folic acid. Did you know that?
What? I didn't, but I'll tell you something. I took it for... We're breaking up here, aren't we?
Yeah. Say that again, Daddy.
It has folic acid in it.
Right, it does.
Yeah. I was writing down what was in actually in there, and there was a lot of things in there that I would never think of. It has folic acid, zinc, it has glucosamine, and sulfate,
and vitamin D.
Why it helps with the joints.
Yeah.
Yep, targeted, goes right where we need it. Got it.
I had mine for the first time yesterday. I received it because when I ordered my order didn't go through, and my husband and I said, well, just order the single pack. Maybe that'll come through, because sometimes he can remember before. He used to put things on back order, and he didn't want to tell me, and he was giving me a hard time because he said, oh, I know, they just took out money and now it's on back order. I said, I don't know, but I'm going to order the one. It came yesterday, and then I looked on my sheet where I ordered the 4-pack. They never gave me a confirmation number, and it never came up that I had to order in, so I guess I don't have it. So I guess I'll put it in for the 30th. I'm going to wait to the last second of the month, you know?
I came right through. I don't think we've had a backward problem for quite a while.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but all I know is that we didn't get it, and...
But your card wasn't charged, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no.
But they didn't give me the confirmation number. That's because I kept telling him, it's coming, because I put it in. I had the sheet off the computer, but it didn't have a confirmation number or anything on it. And I'm not that computer literate, I'll tell you. So, but I had my first doses last night. Oh, my God, it was very good. I will say that I had gone to the doctor yesterday because...
Nice. OK. Okay, now
you know what that means? I'm not supposed to tell you why you went to the doctor yesterday.
Now, this is Maddie talking, right?
Go ahead. Well, anyhow, I'm not going to tell you because that's what that means. That was warning.
Well,
yeah, I did have the first time and last night, and it was I went to sleep like a log.
Hmm.
So that was great.
Are you going to keep us in suspense and not tell us why you went to the doctor?
Well, that's what that noise, that was the Lord saying you are divulging too much information.
Yes, just get to the point and, you know, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. That's what it means.
Yes.
That's what it means. Thank you, Ray.
I have a question for you as our medical person. On a blood test, what does ALT tell you?
ALT?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, having a blood test for an overall?
It was cholesterol and glucose, but then at the bottom it said ALT.
You know what? Your acronym to things and shortcut to things so completely tuned by Australian, and some of them are so, the thing is so different, so I'm not even recognizing it.
Okay.
And what it's trying to tell you, whether it's your sugar amount or your cholesterol numbers.
It's a test that's on every blood test I take, but this one was just for blood sugar and cholesterol, but at the very bottom it says ALT, the number, and I didn't see my results until after I left him, and so I didn't ask him what it was for. Okay.
Yeah,
not every one of my blood tests, but I don't know what it means. Okay.
Yeah. I'll put the numbers on there. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll tell you something I did. I put my olive oil, the extra virgin olive oil in the refrigerator after listening to the call, which I have never ever done, never had a problem with it underneath the sink. It has turned a green, and it has become it's no longer watery.
Right.
It's solid.
Yeah. Why did you put it in the fridge?
Someone sent him a call to put it in the fridge because it had become rancid.
Oh.
And they would put it in the refrigerator, and I don't know. You haven't used it anyhow, but still, that was a big bottle. A
couple of months ago, I made that recipe for the salad dressing using the Ciaga, the vinegar, and the olive oil, and I had it in a measuring cup in the refrigerator, you know, after the first time I used it, because it made much more than I would use on my salad. And I know what you're talking about. It becomes more solidified. So,
right.
I don't think the bottle certainly doesn't say to refrigerate. I don't know that I would do that.
No. So normally if I take it out, would it go back to its normal itself?
No. I just mixed mine together and used what was... Actually, I probably skimmed off the olive oil and used the rest of the salad dressing the way it was. And the next time I made it, I didn't put olive oil in.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for experimenting with Doris Scott, because that made no sense to me, and I thought, I've said it all these years, I'm just going to start now.
Was that a full bottle? I hope not.
It was.
Too bad.
That's the Ciaga dressing. Did it taste more like a raspberry vinaigrette? Is that what it tasted like?
I thought it was good. I haven't made it. I made it a couple times, and then I haven't done it again. But I thought it was good. And I would experiment with different vinegars, especially after I just read yesterday in the Perfect Health book about vinegar and that it's not really great for the body. You're better off with some of the flavored vinegars rather than just straight vinegar, for sure.
I use wine. I use red wine.
Me too. That was a good choice also. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is why I use wine sometime, and then I just add the Ciaga in place of the sugar, so then that way we're not getting any junk stuff in. So, you know, the wine is sort of like less acidic than
vinegar.
There's so many wines you can try and kind of experiment. So, you know, dressing is one of those things you can just play around.
I like the rice vinegar. What about that way?
I use rice vinegar.
It's very mild.
Yeah, very mild. A lot of our Asian dishes, especially Japanese, when they make the shiki, require wine. I don't know, did the email came through, Mary Lou?
It did. I just got it this morning because it had gone to my, I wasn't familiar with your email address, so it was in my junk or spam mail, but I found it, so I sent it out.
Okay, that helped.
Thank you. And the spring rolls sound wonderful.
Yeah, the star loves it, and I'm surprised she has not sent that out yet, so...
Yeah, yum.
The cuddle cracker I listened to gave a website. It was talking about milk on Saturday, and there's a website called notmilk.com. I have not gone there, but I have a feeling there's going to be some really good information for us.
Oh, I was talking to my gynecologist because I don't know if you heard the call on. I forgot to mention this yesterday. I don't know if you heard the call on Saturday, but I ended up talking about my results of my bone density that I had taken about a month ago, and my spine increased by 5.5%.
Wow.
Not even by that, it increased.
So I have osteopenia, which is a borderline of osteoporosis.
Right.
And I've been basically kind of holding my own and not really increasing, the density of the bone.
Okay.
And it has increased in my spine, which I was like, oh, I was just so excited. And so the gynecologist calls me up, and I told her that, the osteodent, I sent her all that information and, the study. And then I also told her I was on a plant-based diet, and she agrees with me about the way that we're eating, So that was interesting.
How long have you been on the osteodent?
Well, when it first came out, I ordered it right away, and within 2 days I got it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I started taking it, right away. So I was only on it, I would say, maybe tops 3 weeks before I went for my bone density test.
And you've been doing advanced lifestyle for how long?
Well, the advanced lifestyle, I've been, I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% on it, but I've been doing it ever since, when we went on our trip in August.
Okay. August?
We went on that cruise to Alaska.
July.
That was July. Yeah.
Like 2.5 months.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a great
I was very, very much impressed because, the doctor says that is very, very good.
Uh-huh.
So I can't wait for the next 2 years to go by and see, my bones might be all just so perfect, It's encouraging because she's one that has been trying to push me into taking that Fosamax or anything for the bones, So,
I spoke to Dr. Naidu last when he was, not this past weekend, the weekend before when he was in Gaithersburg, and he was telling me that bone is, because I'm concerned with my teeth. I've been to the orthodontist, and he's telling me how many are going to be taken out and this, that, and the other. And Dr. Naidu said this is going to replenish that also.
Wow.
So I'm hoping it hurries up so I don't have to lose. I want every single tooth. I try to save every one. Even though they say some of them don't worth, the root canals, I'm saving as long as I can. My grandfather only had one tooth when he passed away. He endured that one tooth, I want to have all of mine.
Hmm? Yeah, I was just wondering. Now, how some of the, because my sister, she's on a fixed income, and she would just love to be on this product. And I was telling her, if her doctor prescribes it, like you would Fosamax, I wonder if the insurance would pay for it.
Also, there's another way you can do that, She can sign up with your friends, and she probably could get the $60 or whatever it is, and she could buy herself.
She's the community that she's in Florida, the community that she's in. I've gone there and have done demonstrations and stuff, but people are just not receptive. They're just not.
Well, my cousin wants to make a donation. Make a project.
There you go.
I have to do, the reason I'm talking like that is because I've had to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it depends on how much you want to invest in the person. You know how much you care about the person.
Oh, well, I care a lot about her, so, yeah.
Their attitudes may change, too. I mean, this is a different, thing. I mean, this is, it's obvious that you're, this is anti-aging from the inside out.
Right.
Yes, the audience.
Right.
So, I think people are much more open to this.
Well, and the other thing, it has the, you know, it has the graphs with it to show the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
something that I think that you can take to a physician. And, you know, I know my mom has been on that Fosamax in the past and been very ill from it. And we do all the other NECAM stuff. And I said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. And that's what, you know, I told the physician. I said, we're going to do what we do. And she, you know, even just with all the other stuff that we do, her bone density has improved. I mean, she's done remarkable because she's had some falls. And when I just use, like, the rectangular magnets on some of her compression fractures, she'll start to calcify in just a couple of weeks. And so now with the bone, with the osteodense site, I'd really like to see what she looks like now from an x-ray. But I think it'd be, in my own mind, I'm content with that.
Mm-hmm. Good point,
Lila. Those results, though, you know, the chart, you know, there's a bone resorption,
mm-hmm.
and the control group, it looks higher than the ELS, and I was just wondering, what does that mean? I know the other one, the bone formation, I mean, it's definitely up there.
I'm glad you asked that because I've been trying to ask that question too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
okay.
how to explain that. I wouldn't want to show that to anybody without me understanding it.
Right. Well, that's how I feel too.
Well, respiration, what does that mean? Does anybody look that up?
Resorption.
I would think that means how it's absorbed
into your bone. Into the bone. Because your bone marrow, that's where your blood cells are being made, too, and the bone marrow, you know, you're reabsorbing all that.
It sounds like your body is actually absorbing all the calcium that's around that, you know, and then actually put it where it needed. So that's my understanding of it. So, and if they reabsorb it, so it's actually
probably that. Maybe it means, like, when you first take it, your body needs the, you know, to absorb more, and as your body holds on to the, you know, to the calcium, you don't need as much. Maybe that's what it means. Do you think?
Right.
It shows that in the beginning it really is high, and then as the months go on, it goes down. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, just like I was kinesiology, one of the clients needed more of the osteodense than the calcium. It's just because the body had all this calcium running around the body, but it doesn't know how to utilize it. So the osteodense is actually able to utilize all this within the body. So that's my understanding of the osteodense in place. So sometimes not you're needing extra calcium, but it's just your body doesn't have the vehicle how to drive it to areas that it needed. So, yeah, he was surprised that he had the one calcium and four osteodense because of the size of the osteoarthritis. Yeah, so that's what it means. So sometimes your body really has it, but doesn't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Right.
Thank you. That makes sense. Now I don't feel so bad. I mean, I can, you know, that looks good. Okay. All right. We know we have a good
that we've all been wondering, huh?
Yeah.
And I think he explains resorption on his site on N-terminus. But I'm sorry that I'm so slow. It's still I just still needed to hear from somebody else. So.
I hope that makes sense. But that's pretty much what the osteogens is doing.
So you have this person on how many osteogens weigh?
Four. He needed four. The kinesiology doesn't go wrong. I got his watch to do it there, and I got to do it at a distance, and he needed four.
Wow.
I've been on daily. And, you know, like another person I was doing, she's only needed one because she's smaller than me and very small frame, and she only needs one every other day.
Wow.
So, you know, he only put on one calcium because that's all he needed, but one, and then, yeah, I said, just feed her for a week, so I'm getting back to that. So, yeah, they want a lot of medical intervention. I said, no, just do this for me while you're waiting and not focus on anything else because I know this will build up the area that needed to do so.
And how often do you test them?
I test one daily, but I'm just, like, I tune into it. I can see, okay, I do doesn't need it for a week there, and then I can retest or daily, but it looks like, you know, after a week, I'm going to check him again.
Okay. Wade, I have a question for you, Wade. You said that you can do some of this on the telephone. Can you pick somebody now, one of the two?
I'm just going to volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I wanted to see, you know, it's almost like you see on Oprah when that blonde woman, she's a fortune teller, and everybody wants to go, you know.
I already know which one of you are switched off, which one of you are reversed,
just
for your voice.
Well, please let us inform us.
Yeah, well, I know Maddie Yaw, for one thing.
Huh? I'm what?
I deal with polarity, so I know your is off balance, so where your battery is just backwards. So,
okay.
Your battery is backwards? Is that what you told her?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
So what that means is your reverse polarity, so your polarity is reversed.
So, what is she supposed to do to correct it?
I can correct that position, and there's a way that I teach people to correct themselves too, but I can correct that position, but you can tell me what you feel by waking up tomorrow and stuff everything else too, because, so that's what I do. And people have results within minutes of me working, so that
I'll call you later, we can work together.
I can start working on it, and then you can call me later, yeah. And then
okay.
Yeah.
And what about the others?
I went.
Maybe we don't want to know now.
I have more than 2 hours on there, but you know, this is being recorded. Like, you know, I just want to help to know your information. So, but yeah, you know, we can look at Mary Lou. There's another person that I picked up as well. So,
yeah, when you picked me up earlier?
Huh?
Did you say you picked me up earlier?
Yes. Many weeks ago,
too. Well, what is it? Tell us. What is it?
Pretty much your body is like a magnet or a battery. So you have a positive or negative charge. So in order for it to work, when you put a battery in the charger, the correct way, it would charge up. But once it's reversed, it's pretty much through stress or through life or whatever it is, it's actually the negative pole and the positive pole is actually switch crazy. So it doesn't make, pretty much, you know, you're thinking sometimes very negative, and your body aches more. For me, is like and very poor attitude when that happens. But because of that situation, I'm very upbeat all the time, and you know, I have a lot of high energy. So that's why it took me many years to research what's going on. So I was able to control all that now and have more positive attitude and fix myself. And I haven't needed to balance myself for a while. But there's a graph. I'm trying to get my picture downloaded. There's a way that you can actually see yourself through your palm. I have a physical picture so you can have a look of the lines line up so then you can actually physically check it for yourself as well, how you're reversed. But yeah, you just observe your mentality, you know, your attitude to life and your body feeling. So when you're actually in balance, you have better feeling about oneself, and you just have better things about the world, and just everything is just like when they said, you know, when you have a blowout, so it's just like, like that, and when you're actually balanced again, it's just like a light bulb turn on. So that's, you know, that's like an example I can give. So, you know, when someone says, oh, your polarity is reversed, so that's why the magnet's not working on you, etc. That's what I mean, because your body is not able to. You can be in a whole wellness home, but when your battery is backwards, you're not going to absorb any of that at all.
And that's something that can change back and forth, isn't it, Wade?
Yeah, but, you know, unless you work on it, like, initially you can switch it, and then, you know, mine was on a daily basis for me before. But now it's been good. So, and then, you know, I teach people, and you can start observing and have the awareness and being mindful, and then I taught my son successfully. He's 6 years old, how to reverse himself.
So, you know. And
I have a question, Ray. Now that this has been brought up, I have a lady who the products have worked really, really, really well on. And she had restless leg. And when she started sleeping on the sleep system, when she put Meg sticks in her shoes, it immediately went away. The restless leg went away. And then, since then, she's been on the sleep system and everything. She had, let me see. She actually was, they felt that she was completely in a wheelchair. But the sleep system and everything worked so well on her. And then this summer, she quit wearing her Meg sticks. And because she had on sandals and stuff. And so then a few weeks ago, she got like there's nerve damage in an inner ear. So she is really, really dizzy. And her husband told her to put her mag steps back on, and she did. And that restless leg came back. I wondered if she reversed.
Yeah, she is. And you can tell by if I can reverse it today, and then you'll notice her. And tomorrow, see how she feels. So that's what happens too. Like sometimes when they are reversed, the magnet can make them more painful, or they pretty much, you know, for me, indication is when I wake up and my body aches all over, and the aches you cannot explain. It's horrible. So then I know my body is just switch. So then I switch, and then it's just like, you know, obviously totally comfortable again. But you know, I have points all over my body that sore, like, you know, they diagnose me with fibromyalgia, but I don't like to use the word. But yeah, I'm now, because of what I'm doing, I have 3 children and running a business, writing a book, and have, I mean, more energy than anyone else because of what I do. Otherwise, for the doctor on the phone about my condition, that is awful. I mean, that's where I would be.
Away, I have a question for you. How much do you charge for a consultation?
Well, very much. I do $50, but then, you know, it's like I don't even charge for the consultation because of the people that I know. But for business people, I can even up to do a whole case with them. My business, I mean, like, you know, but yeah, that's my base, and pretty much, and then I teach you how to take care of all of that as well. So, but
I asked. Because I think a lot of us would be interested, but I don't think you should have to do it for free. But I would
That's how much I charge when I am in office. So I do have an office.
Well, you know, I have gone to I'm sure most of us know who James Stevens is.
Mm-hmm.
He runs that kinesiology school, and I graduated, and I have a certificate, and on my business card it says I am a JIT kinesiologist consultant. Which makes it just, it's just on there. But anyhow, I do know people have paid $125 for me to go into the health food store and decide which vitamins were better, ours or theirs. This was for their service. I wasn't pushing ours. I was just doing a service. But in case they wanted, I have nutritionals, and if they wanted to try mine. So I have done that, and you do charge, and I know other friends who all took that course together. Some of them charge $80. It really just depends on what you think you're worth.
That's what it is. I mean, you know, my business consultants, like, you know, if I was working with, I work with the high-end people, and she said, you know what, you can't charge them that. You have $500, but, you know, I do the late people, so that would be the price, I know, and whatever they're comfortable with. And,
not only that, I kind of feel that if people pay for the service, it's like James Stevens says, you have to have some kind of, he says, skin in the game. If they don't pay for it, they don't value it.
Right, that's what it is. I mean, I have girls that will come in and do my typing for me, and she can afford it, and that's fine, too, with, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, and then I have others dating. But,
I asked the question because I would like your telephone number, and I would like to consult with you.
Yeah.
Her telephone number is on the bottom of the email that I sent you today, Jill.
Oh, okay. And my email address
there. Must not have got enough air to that one. There's a corn fixing to start right there. You better put your thing back in. I've got to...
Yeah, I've just been an energy worker for so long, and it's through my life that I'm able to combine a lot of different modalities in it. So that's what makes it a little bit different, unique. And even my business consultant said there is no one who's writing the book that I'm writing, so I'm very excited on that part. So, you know, so that's what I'm working on right now, just getting information out. But, you know, Joanne, yeah, I'll get one of the first and share her testimony online. She's actually one of us here, and she's doing phenomenal because of just the simple things that I've been working with her. So, you know, and it just, like, can change over within minutes or hours. It's, just, it's not necessarily with health, but the whole life situation. So, but, yeah, it can really it affects 40% of the population. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, maybe we'll see you on Oprah one day, with, along with Dr. Oz.
Oprah. When it's, yeah, because the person that I'm connected with has all of that, so I'm very excited, so.
Oh, good.
Yes. It's
one of the things that Wei said way back when we started talking about this is your attitude, and I think that's what makes these calls so important, because it starts our day talking to people who are like-minded, and who has a positive attitude to carry us through till the next day.
Yeah, so those are reversed. They can be like, you know, like a vampire almost. You know, they can suck the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't, it's not healthy to be around toxic people, and we don't get that on these calls. So.
Right. Yeah, so pretty much, you know, what my work can do is help them deal with those environments. So mm-hmm. that's... I think that's phenomenal when they can deal with those sort of situations when they have to be there. But then they have to deal with it, they you know, they feel better about themselves, and then, you know, that's what I help them handle is, you know, sometimes they cannot avoid toxic people because they
right.
have to.
Right.
But there's ways that they can manage it.
Oh, absolutely. And what's between the ears is the most important part of it all.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Anyway, I have to close the call, and I appreciate you guys. But, yeah, just feel free to give me a call and see what I can do for you.
Thanks for your information today, Wei. It was really appreciated by everybody.
We
are past the half hour. Anybody have any last comments, questions, or concerns? Anybody, any of the new people who need to clarify something? This kind of went off on a different track today. But anyone have any comments or questions?
Well, this is probably a little late in the call, but I did have someone send me an email about gas. And we've talked about this gas before, but they've been on the program quite a while. Shouldn't it have gone away or gotten better by now?
Did you question what they're eating?
No, because it was an email. That's what I said.
I said the very first question going to be brought up is, what are you eating?
Mm-hmm. I have found that, at least with me, it generally got much better. Well, at least the cramping. I had cramping initially, not necessarily.
Well, this isn't initially. These people have been on it for a couple months.
Yeah. Anyone else have any comments?
I don't know. My husband and I had it for a while there in the beginning, but it seemed to have subsided. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mary Lou, I don't have it. It's me. I gotta tell you, Mike is especially miserable, and so am I. And I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? And when you said question what we eat, what are we doing wrong? You know, I don't know what it is, because it seems to be, we thought it was mainly after the beans and the rice, you know, when we had dishes with beans and rice, but sometimes it's more often than that.
Well, and the beans, there's something on the way you cook those which can change the gas.
Yeah, I've let those soak, you know, and I've let the rice soak. And, you know, but when it's all three of us in the house, I mean, it's got to be whatever. It's something we're not doing, you know, right? Or should we?
Does anybody have the gas? Does it
yeah.
one person?
No, and my husband's really miserable with it, but, you know,
it's like one of those products, like someone mentioned the other day, the Beano or one of those.
Yeah, we tried Beano, and then we just, the last couple of days, we've done the GasX stuff. We thought, you know, this, you know, we don't want to live with GasX.
Right, of course.
You know, so I'm just going to, I keep waiting for it to subside, because I thought, and I watched the Dr. Oz, and I thought, okay, this is, you know, he's got to go through this initial period, but, you know, I think
we've been doing this since July, end of July.
End of July when we got back from the cruise.
Yeah,
and, you know, so, and at other, some days it's worse than others, and so I just can't figure out what we're doing. I made the mistake, you know, one day myself of eating something that had milk in it. I was out, and I, why did I pay for that? And so, you know, it was that. And I looked to see, and I don't see that we're eating, you know, any milky-type products. That was really interesting about the burgers yesterday, because I went and got all of those, you know, because we use those sometimes, and so I went and read those, and it's not in those, so.
Are you exercising? I'm sure you are.
Some, you know, I mean, I walk a lot, and I've recently quit my job to decrease my hours so I could be on these phone calls more and really, you know, get back better in shape. So I don't know.
But I'm thinking maybe exercise might be missing.
Okay.
Just because
maybe more.
It does help move things, you know, all
right.
Around. And I know when people exercise, it's harder for elimination. And I'm sure you're drinking water.
Yes, and we're not, you know, elimination is not the problem. So.
No, but it goes along with
the
we're all surprised about that elimination. I mean, I'm surprised, but like Dr. Oz, one of them said, if you eat three times a day, which makes sense now, then you should eliminate three times a day. If you eat five times a day, then you should eliminate five times a day.
And until this program, I had never, my body did not work like that. So that was the key. Boy, I'll tell you, I knew that this was really healthy when that started happening.
Right.
See, that's what I told Mike. I said, you know, Mike, you want it out of you.
Thank you.
And he's a big guy. And I said, well, maybe, you know. And this is too funny. You know? But those two truck drivers that were on the Dr. Oz, you know, experiment, you know, and they talked about, you know, how they hadn't eaten any maybe processed food, and the one guy went for 42 hours or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, I only deal with patients that have pain, that have taken pain medication that does that, you know. anyway, it's just I keep waiting for it to subside, and that's not.
Well, I do know that if you're eating a lot of beans, we've talked in the past about how to make the beans less gassy, and I cannot remember what it was, if we were to turn them on and boil them for a minute and turn them off. What was the deal, you guys? I can't remember. Do you remember?
Hello?
Hello?
Soda helps.
What kind of soda?
You like baking soda?
Yes.
Baking soda?
Just a little bit and boil them and then drain that off and then start over with good water.
So you put baking soda in the water that you're boiling the beans in?
You're sucking the bones, the beans in? Okay.
Oh.
And then, okay. Well, I will try.
Well, let us know how that works. Thanks for speaking up, Lila.
We can't be the only ones that this is happening to. Okay, thank you.
Interesting.
But well, it's a good question, and I'm sure some of us, I mean, it's not something, you know, I sent her an email back, and I said, well, the nice thing is it's not smelly, and did you notice I sent you a funny face with a nose plug?
I'm looking at it right now.
But, you know, some days I will be on my walk, and those things will just escape, and I can't help it.
Well, you know, I try not to be in a patient's room, you know. But
I'm gonna go. I'm off for the day, so I mean, I'm not off. I gotta get to work.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna hang up too.
Thanks for the great call, guys.
Goodbye. Videotape. So all right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I appreciate everyone's intake. Input this morning was a good call.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.